forget that we're trying to have a meeting with a name on it and let God just infiltrate His tabernacle tonight. What some of us need more than we need anything else is to come out of them pews, get back out in them aisles, find ourselves shouting around these altars. What some of us need more than anything in this world is to be a running these aisles when an old preacher's singing Peace in the Valley. We've grounded ourselves so long. Now listen, I want to talk to you about something here at 8:10. I don't know if you're irritated at anybody, but right now we ain't voting on that. And I don't know if I'm your favorite preacher, and right now, how do you know that you're my favorite congregation? I'm just telling you, we've come into this building in here tonight. And if you're trying to impress me, you haven't. And if I'm trying to impress you, I won't. But if we'd let the Holy Ghost impress every one of us, somebody might get their healing right now, sitting right where they're at in this place. Because God's Bible said He sent His Word and healed them. Somebody could yield to the Holy Ghost right now in this building. The baptism of the Holy Ghost could manifest Himself. Give us some repercussions of Brother Crane's message tonight. And we could have a revisitation of a Holy Ghost meeting right in the middle of the highway tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I ain't the least bit nervous about this thing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing that can't be put on hold except the Holy Ghost of God. And when you start holding Him, you start grieving Him. When you start grieving Him, you start rejecting Him. When you start rejecting Him, you start missing out on His very influence in your services. And I've just read to you the obituary of 80% of some of our Pentecostal churches that's so cut and dry with what they think needs to be done next that they've lost out on the spontaneous move of the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I could just hear Him. Go ahead. Right. Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She wants to be prayed for. Don't let that shake you, folks. Glory be to God. Come on, Brother Collins. Come on, some of you preachers. Let's gather around up here. Let's have a move of God. What do you say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Deliver her tonight, Lord.
You don't have to even come this direction. Just step out into an aisle, throw your hands up in the air in a sign of belief. And let's believe the Lord to do something mighty right here tonight on the first night of this meeting. What do you say? If you brought a problem in the house, take it to the aisle. If you brought a need in the house, take it to the aisle. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. As He goes by, I'm telling you, you can get the victory. Standing right where you're standing. Feeling just what you're feeling. When you yield yourself to the moving of the Holy Ghost of God. Take the Holy Ghost out of our services. We just as well resign. Dismiss and go eat. Take the moving of the Holy Ghost out of our singing. We just as well put the microphones back in the cradle. But let the Holy Ghost infiltrate us. We become sons and daughters of God. Joint heirs of His promise. Next in line for revival. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Lord, sweep across this platform. Anoint every musician. Let every man of God in the house feel a special Holy Ghost unction flood their soul. For their efforts to come after a busy schedule to the house of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just let go and let God have His wonderful way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Was you obedient? Are you still standing there glued behind that pew when the Holy Ghost has prompted you to be the next one in the aisle? Are you standing there waiting for the program to go forward? Well, the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you, I'll drop a bucket of honey on you right now. If you'll throw your hands and heart up to God, I'll put the shout back in your feet. I'll put the running back in your legs. I'll put the hand clapping back in your wrist. I'll put glory, hallelujah, back in your vocabulary. Hallelujah for a move of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Karabahamo katarabahamake. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. For a teenager to find out they can feel youth camp and not be in the middle of one. For a grandma and grandpa to feel youth rise up in their soul. For moms and dads to break down the barriers of the trial and conflicts of their home and call on God together. Hallelujah to the Lamb. For us to get our minds off of what we don't like and get our minds on a God that we do like and watching miracles in our midst in His name. Hallelujah to Jesus. Woo! Woo! Don't get in a hurry and don't get nervous. Hallelujah. Get nervous if this spirit withdraws. Get nervous if suddenly your heart goes cold and your spirit goes cold and the hallelujah and glory be to God can't be found. But as long as you can lift your voice and magnify God in His house, rejoice ye children of the Lord. For the God of Zion hath visited thee. Hallelujah to Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. The only thing out of order right now is for you to miss God. The only thing out of order right now is for you to quench the spirit. The only thing out of order right now is for you to have it made up in your mind that you want this service to do something other than what the Holy Ghost is wanting you to do. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Woo! Let's praise Him again. Let's magnify Him again. Hallelujah! 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 It ain't supposed to do this when you got special speakers and a house full of people that's come to hear the preaching. It's supposed to do this anytime God jolly well gets ready to do it. It's supposed to do this anytime that the Holy Ghost decides. It's His church and always has been. It's His night and always has been. In fact, I learned a long time ago, Brother L.D. Moore, I learned how to take a back seat. Give the Holy Ghost the front seat and see what He'll do in the house of the holy. If you're a sanctified vessel, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you have a right now to claim God's blessing and God's power. You have a right to feel God. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Heads turn. Eyes look in the direction of the commotion. Wondering who is literally manifesting the dance of David in the house of God. When the truth of the matter is, every one of us filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. ought to be manifesting the praise and the glory and the adoration of God in whichever corner we happen to be standing in. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So help me. I'd do what I felt like if the devil had a heart attack. So help me. If you just got to have me to preach a little bit, I'll shoot you 10 minutes after a while. But my God of heaven, don't start off the first night of this meeting making me do something that the Holy Ghost would much rather take care of himself. Because that's what we have done in some of our churches. We have put our preachers up because we pay them to entertain us, when the children of God should be entertaining the very Spirit of God in the house of God. I don't hardly know nobody from nobody else anymore, except some of you old heads around here. But for where I'm standing right now, I'd be jumping over a pew backwards if I could get some of my young folks to just try to draw close and nigh unto God. And then I'd lean back if I was at Calvary, Brother Moore, and I'd say, if any of you mamas and daddies are finding yourself in a conflict, if any of you mamas and daddies are finding your family altar passing away, your communication breaking down, and not only are you becoming poor examples of a righteous family in the house of God, but you're literally raising your children in a house that's more carnal than it is spiritual. This is what I'd say if I was at Calvary. Daddy, take your wife by the hand. Step out into the aisle with her. Throw your home up to God and believe God for an old-fashioned move of His Spirit and bring us back to power while we've still got our children to influence. That's what I'd say if I was at Calvary. Brother Gerald Green, the reason it would work at Calvary is because I know him. I know which one of them sorry husbands ought to grab the hand of that little wife and step out in that aisle. I don't know who you are here, but the Holy Ghost does. And if you'd like to have a Holy Ghost meeting, then you're going to have to respond to the Holy Ghost power. Don't even think that God is obligated to heal you tomorrow night if you don't feel obligated to respond to Him tonight. Don't think that God's obligated to bring your children in if He can't even get you to step out. We're going to throw our hands up again all over this house. Men of God, preachers of the gospel, sisters, leaders of the church, elders, deacons, trustees, ye which are spiritual, believe God with me. We're going to lift our hands and call on God. Believe God that the aisles will fill up again with just the right needs that the Spirit of God is dealing with in this house. Join me right now all over the house. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, if you're trying to deliver somebody, let them receive it now. If you're trying to put something back together, let them receive it now. Act upon it. Reveal it unto themselves. Hallelujah to God. Start a revival in the middle of homecoming. Start a revival in the middle of camp meeting that continues on when the date runs off of the calendar. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Woo! Ain't got the slightest idea who this boy is up here right now. But I got this idea. If it was your boy, you'd be jumping up and down, saying, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I ain't got the slightest idea what I'm going to do with the rest of this service. But preachers of the gospel, if it was a play service at your church, you'd be saying, glory be to God. Have your way, Lord. We got to have a move of God. And we got to have one here at the highway. Woo! And it's a fixin' to start tonight. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. It's all right, sister. Come on down here. Draw up close. Ain't a thing wrong with it. Hallelujah to God. When the mothers of Israel start pulling themselves in close, and the grandpas and the elders of the gospel start leading in the service of worship, it's time for us young heads to look in the direction of these elders and imitate the worship of God, lest we lose it in our generation. Holy Ghost, sweep through this place like Brother Crane preached about tonight. Fall each one of us. Rebaptize us in the Holy Ghost and fire. Tell you what I'd do if I was you and I was needing something from God. I wouldn't stand there and look at me another 5 minutes, because you hit a night that's right. You're in a house right now and we don't have to sing it down. We don't have to blow it down. We don't have to preach it down. All you got to do is reach up and grab a hold of it and it'll fall all over you. All you got to do, boy, is bring that gray suit out in the aisle. Walk down toward the front. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they're coming down the center aisle. They ain't the only ones. Anybody in this house that's dry, you ain't had a shout of the Holy Ghost in a year. You need to come seeking another refilling of God. How long's it been since you ran the aisle? How long's it been since you shouted until you could not contain yourself? When the saints begin to pray for the Lord to have His way, woo! The glory of the Lord! That's what it is. The glory of the Lord! Woo! If you can't see it, shut your eyes and you can feel it. The glory of the Lord hath invaded the tabernacle. If your grand boy is up here praying, you come join him. If he's in your Sunday school class, come pray with him. If she's in your choir director, come pray with her. I'm telling you, I'm trying to involve the pews and let them feel the good news that this God that we're feeling around the front, you can feel Him in the back. You can feel Him from side to side. You can feel Him, you hear me? But you gotta be reaching in His direction. I don't want you staring at us. We ain't putting on a show. I want your eyes closed, your heads lifted up all over the house. Let's look to the hills, which cometh our help, and I guarantee you'll have revival. Yeah, we're ready for the next line now. Hallelujah. We're ready for the next table setting. Hallelujah to God. I've done surveyed across the front of this altar, and I've done figured it out that we've been eating and drinking, and there's just as much up here now as when we started. I figure that means there's more for the rest of us. Hallelujah to God. If I was full of pride and felt like everybody in the house was going to look at me, if I yielded to God, I'd consider this. All of heaven is looking at you for not yielding. I'd be more worried about what the Holy Ghost thought than I would what somebody else thought. I'd turn this service upside down. Put it in the hands of a Pentecostal power. And let the Holy Ghost reveal Himself on the first night of camp meeting. Hallelujah. I'd jump out of that seat. I'd step out into that aisle. I'd nudge me a path up to the front. And I'd say, I'm hungry, Lord. And I want to be fed. Hallelujah. If you want Him to bless you tomorrow night, you're going to have to respond to Him tonight. Woo! If you want Him to save your grandkids, you're going to have to let Him bless you. Hey, this altar service is the thing that Pentecostal preachers dream about. When the Holy Ghost moves and people responds, fills up across the front. We wouldn't be having a lick of trouble with this service if this was one of the charismatic churches that Brother Crane was talking about. But we've been so afraid for so long. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to get in the flesh. Praise God in a service like this. You're going to be in the flesh if you don't. Hallelujah. You're not out of order if you're praising God in a service like this. We're out of order if we don't feel a hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those little grandmas in this building that's got arthritis so bad that they can't raise the little hands. Breathe it in your heart, Grandma. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you're handicapped and afflicted, you can still throw your heart up to God. You ain't out of order if you're saying hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, says every God-called preacher in the house. Thank you, Jesus, says their wives. Glory be to God, says every teenager. Praise the Lamb, says Grandma and Grandpa. And the house starts to shake as the gods of this world are torn down and the God of Israel is elevated until His glory fills the house. Woo! Woo! Have your way! God of Israel, have your way.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Listen, don't just pray off conviction. Man, or some of you turning around, going back to your seats without getting what you come after. I'd get a mirror out and I'd look in it. I'd look myself square in the eye. And I'd say, all right, you give it a try. And something didn't work out right. But God's just as big as He ever was. And I'm going to hit it again. Don't just pray conviction off. Don't just seek God till you feel better. Seek Him till you feel delivered. Don't just pray till you feel better. Pray till you feel revival. Don't just do Him lip service. Hand Him your heart. Tell Him any way you fix it, Lord. It's all right with me. Woo! Don't let the devil beat you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If there's a sinner in the house and your heart is racked with evil and wrong and you know it, I'm inviting you to a revival altar. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I'm telling you, you can get what you need from God tonight. Hey, but you're going to have to come and get it.